The Lord is so close to us heart dwellers and so solicitous for our care and taking care of us and preparing our hearts. And tonight I got a little bit distracted. I'm sure you're tired of hearing me say that, but I was with Carol on Skype and I just happened to get a Pinterest that I clicked on, and it was all these big lions. Some of the sweetest things I've ever seen in these cats, the way they relate to each other. Really, really fascinating and really precious. And I can't describe it, but it's somewhat like sitting near a big warm bonfire on a cold night. There's such a comfort in these animals. And it's a puzzle to me as to why I feel this way. So when I came into prayer, I asked the Lord, Lord, I don't understand why I have such a tremendous fascination with big cats. We were in heaven, actually, and in the Palace of Waterfalls, and sitting back in a double lounge chair recliner made from white wicker. We'd been there but a second when Judah, my huge male lion, came over to us and put his massive head on my lap. I stroked his eyebrows and cheeks, and he sweetly closed his eyes, caught up in heavenly contemplation of his human's love. So much love from the animals here. So much. I don't understand it, Lord. I have to drag myself away from Pinterest when I get on the big cat page. And then the Lord showed me a picture of myself when I was just a small child, maybe 3 or 4. At that time, for a year or so, I was separated from my mother, who had TB and was in a sanitarium. I was staying with an older couple, and I remember being left alone in my crib a lot. I was very, very lonely. The Lord began to speak. When you were a child, you didn't get enough cuddling. To your mind, cuddling represented love, which you also didn't get enough of. You're a very tactile person and need that physical connection. You're also very affectionate. To you, Claire, cats are the most cuddly, loving creatures, someone you can snuggle up to and feel warm and secure with. So every time you see these creatures, that longing for more love and affection rises up in you. It's really quite simple. You need a lot of love. You also give a lot of love. How many times a day do you snuggle with your kitties and tell them you love them? Gee, Lord, more than I can count. That's right. And how many times do they follow you around looking for affection? The same. It's a comforting relationship. I have given them to you for comfort when you need a touch. And I'm always expressing my love for you through them. And by the way, they are heavily guarded by my angels. I certainly feel their love, Lord, and I feel your presence through them. It's wonderful and comforting. He continued, so big kitties, more comfort. Plus you have the same fascination with them that everyone has. They're majestic beings, powerful, beautiful. The crowning glory of creation in the animal kingdom, yet tame and affectionate. They're magnificent creatures and have very close family relationships. That is one thing you were also deprived of as a child. To be accepted in a pride is like having a real family. Yeah, I was an only child in a single parent family, so that was pretty lonely. And I remember on one trip to heaven, we were on the savannah in heaven, and a lioness was lying beneath a tree with her cubs. I went within 4 feet of her to her right and laid down in the grass. She reached her big left mama paw over and laid it on my right shoulder, pulling me closer till we were snuggled up nose to nose. And her little ones were climbing all over me. Then Jesus said, she doesn't do that with everyone. And I thought, oh, I bet not. She eats the others, right? Silly me. I should have left a tender moment alone. Anyway, I cherish that experience with the Lord and his alliance. Jesus continued, "In heaven, my love, you won't be so needy, but you'll still have your animals. I know how very dear they are to you, and you are dear to them. It's a real gift and grace to be so close to them and care so deeply for their needs, much like I do. My bride resembles me in so many ways, too many to count. Be at peace about this affection, but don't let it carry you away from this work I've given you." Yeah, I had to pry myself away from that Pinterest page. It was emotionally painful. He continued, "You see, these are some of the enemy's tactics that tempt you to waste time. I know you are aware of that, and you said no to a compulsive involvement. Most people don't realize what the enemy is doing when they have a real fascination and affection for something, be it a hobby, animals, people, whatever, it brings them comfort to engage themselves with it. But there comes a time when it is no longer healthy but an escape from reality. This is why I have warned you all that temptations are being prepared for you. If the enemy can get you off what's important, then opportunities I give you for souls will go by without you taking advantage of them and bringing them to me, giving them comfort and a word that could turn their hearts towards me." You know, guys, just as an aside, I remember now, I've been one of these people who, and you know, probably everyone has a side like this, where I'd get fascinated with something and I just dive into it whole hog head first and really get off on a tangent and I just take it and go and run with it. And then I get tired of it. And I'd wonder, what in the world was I so taken up with about that? And then I'd realize, wow, that was a sidetrack. That was pulling me away from something else I should have been doing. And for a while, I thought music was going to be something like that. So I was very, very careful, along with Ezekiel, to discern whether or not I was supposed to be singing and writing music, because I didn't want it to be another thing that just drew me off in a sidetracked direction, wasted time. So I can see what the Lord is saying. You know, there's a tendency to find comfort in things outside of the Lord. So the Lord continued and he said, "Suffice it to say, my bride, if you deny yourself now, I promise that in heaven, soon enough, you will have all you ever dreamt of or wanted instantaneously, and it will never be taken from you. I know you've seen your collie in heaven, and she's waiting for you. In fact, very impatiently." Yes, I had seen her behind Jesus and to his right, barking and jumping from right to left, obviously excited to see me. He continued, "Oh, the wonders of my creation. They abound like nothing you've ever experienced, and they're yours to enjoy forever. So, my brides, if you deny yourself just a little bit longer, you will all have your dreams come true when I bring you to the place I've prepared very individually, very especially, just for each of you. Is it too much to ask for you to wait just a little while? Oh, that sacrifice is so pleasing to me. I'm not saying there will be no more comfort from creatures. I'm just advising you not to allow the enemy to use compulsion to distract you away from each of your missions. I have marvelous, heartwarming surprises laid up for all of you, and they are just as eager to see you as you are to see them." And after the Lord said that, scripture was quickened to me, Romans 8:22. "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we also await our adoption to sonship and the redemption of our bodies. The Lord bless you all. We truly have some wonderful things to look forward to.